Welcome. Today we are going to meditate about a name of the Lord Jesus that most of us know, Rock of Ages. Now there are many passages in the scriptures that actually speak about God being a rock of ages. And one of them is Isaiah 26 verse 4. And when you first turn there, you would not think this is speaking about the Rock of Ages. But let's read for a moment. Isaiah 26 verse 4. It says, "Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord is everlasting strength." Now this word everlasting strength in Hebrew literally means the Rock of Ages, or you could say the Rock of Eternity. So this is actually saying that God, or the Lord Jehovah, is the Rock of Ages. And the picture that Isaiah has in mind is that of a large, strong boulder, or some kind of mountain cliff, if you will. And perhaps maybe you recognize that. Maybe when you went on a day trip or a vacation to the mountains, and you visited a park, and there you had these sturdy and stony cliffs. And that's the idea here. A place which is sturdy. We can trust the Lord forever because He is that sturdy Rock of Ages. Now, what does it have to do with the Lord Jesus? Well, Jesus is our eternal rock. He is the Lord Jehovah because He and the Father are one. Both the Father and the Son are eternal. Colossians 1:17 tells us that Jesus is before all things, and by Him all things consist, that hold together. There was not a moment in eternity past that Jesus did not exist, for He is God. Jesus is our changeless rock. Perhaps you ever visited the Rockies, you were impressed by the grandeur of those mighty, impressive pieces of rock. And when you could see them from where you were staying at that moment, you will have noticed that these mountains are there, day in, day out, seemingly unmovable. Storms can rage, frost can come, lightning may hit, the sun can beat, the clouds might hide them, but it doesn't change these mighty giants. So it is with Jesus, with the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus is that rock, and He is known for the fact that from eternity He is indestructible. He's full of power and strength and duration. Troubles and trials may come to our lives. Weak faith may hide Him at times from our view. But Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. What a comfort. He's like an unchangeable rock. And Jesus is therefore so trustworthy. We as human beings, we are mortal. We die. We as human beings, we are changeable. And dying and change makes many of us nervous or uncertain or even fearful. But what a contrast with Jesus Christ. Yes, He as the eternal Son took human flesh, and as such He lived and died and He rose again. But all the while His eternal existence never changed for a moment. That's why this text encourages us. Trust ye in the Lord forever. Why? For in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. And the Lord Jehovah is the everlasting rock. I think we all remember that when Jesus visited the earth and was teaching that famous sermon on one of those slopes in the mountains of Galilee. He was preaching that Sermon on the Mount. And he ended the sermon with an illustration, with a well-known comparison. Children, I think you remember. There was that foolish man who built his house upon the sand. The rain came down and the floods came up, and the house fell. It was swept away. Well, there was also this wise man. Now, his house also had to endure the rains and the floods and the difficulties and the trials of life, but his house stood firm. Why? It was built on the rock. Now, does that mean that Jesus is that rock? Do you remember what he said? He said, "All who hear my words and do them, they are like that man who builds his house upon the rock." So that means that if we want to find stability for our lives, we need to trust Jesus' words, his teaching. And these words ultimately show us who he is, lead us to him, the rock of ages. And then we will find stability for our lives. Not only stability. You and I will also find safety. In Jesus, the rock of ages is safety. Remember what happened when Moses asked, "Lord, I would like to see thy glory." He knew that no one could see God and live. That's true still because of our sins. And yet, what was the answer? "Behold, there is a place with me, and thou shalt stand upon a rock, and it shall come to pass while my glory passeth by, that I will put thee in a cleft of a rock, and I will cover thee with my hand while I pass by." What a picture of the place that God has prepared for those who trust in Jesus Christ, the rock of ages. There is a safe place where God, as it were, puts his hand upon us, where God, as it were, hides us in the cleft of one of such mighty rocks. A place where we are covered from God's condemning glory, his holiness, his justice, his wrath over sin. And yet, there, in Jesus Christ, that rock of ages, that safe place, we can experience God's glory, his mercy, his kindness, his love, his forgiveness. It's possible through the cross, Christ's cross, that stood upon a boulder, upon a mighty boulder, Golgotha, in the form of a skull. And he paid there for spiritual safety. Do you trust him? Then he prays also for you. Trust him therefore today, and you will stand upon that sturdy rock of ages, no matter what kind of weather it is. It's cleft for you. And there you can hide yourselves safely in this mighty God and merciful Jesus Christ. Amen.